Thank you very much, Mr. President. Distinguished member and observer states of the Council, dear colleagues, thank you for being here with us this morning. It is a great honor to appear before you in connection with Norway's fourth Universal Periodic Review. We now have the opportunity to reflect on our human rights obligations, our achievements, and areas in need of further work. As a basic premise in all countries, work on human rights is a continuous effort. There will always be room for improvements and areas in need of further work. We look forward to this dialogue and for this opportunity to learn. To me personally, it is particularly meaningful as I chair the UPR Group of Friends this year. We're here with a strong team. The representatives on the podium are, to my immediate left, our Head of Delegation, State Secretary Eriksen from the Ministry of Justice and Public Security, and then State Secretary Hagen from the Ministry of Culture and Equality. And then to my right, Policy Director Linda Drastiak from the Ministry of Justice and Public Security. Behind me and on the floor, we have able colleagues from the Ministry of Justice and Public Security, the Ministry of Culture and Equality, the Ministry of Children and Families, the Ministry of Municipalities and Local Government, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and the Norwegian Agency for Development Cooperation. Let me say a few words about our preparation and process. Rather than a standalone mechanism for implementation and follow-up, we have chosen an integrated approach with the Ministry of Justice and Public Security in the lead. The Ministry of Justice has led the preparation for this hearing and finalized the national report. It has done so in close coordination with several ministries, including many that are not here today. Furthermore, the government has consulted closely with civil society. In two public meetings, NGOs and other stakeholders have been encouraged to give input and comments. We have also circulated both the draft report prior to the deadline and the finalized report to the same constituency. The Sametinget, that is the Sami Parliament, Norway's national human rights institution, the Parliamentary Ombuds Preventive Mechanism, the Ombudsperson for Children, and the Equality and Anti-Discrimination Ombud have all been consulted. We thank all stakeholders for their engagement and input and look forward to working together on the implementation of recommendations. Mr. President, human rights and gender equality are at the core of Norwegian society and domestic policy. Beyond our national context, we are convinced that this focus also brings better outcomes in our foreign policy and international development cooperation. By way of example, the Women, Peace and Security agenda is a key element in our security policy nationally and globally. Moreover, we base our development cooperation and humanitarian policy on respect for human rights. And just like we insist that upholding international law is quintessential for international relations, the government attaches great importance to the fulfillment of its international human rights obligations at home. We firmly believe that the different UN human rights mechanisms, not least the UPR, play a crucial role in improving states' implementation of their international human rights obligations. Let me now give the floor to State Secretary Eriksen for his opening address, taking stock of important developments since our last review. Deputy Minister, you have the floor.